Associated, dissociated. When someone is associated into an internal representation or associated into a memory, their viewpoint is located within the representation. You know, maybe you can see your hands or you can see it through your eyes. This is associated. Now, when you're associated, you have access to the feelings in that experience. It's like you're in the body, you're in the experience. When you are dissociated, you know, you're seeing yourself from outside or you're seeing yourself separate, it actually gives you a different perspective altogether. From a dissociated viewpoint, the feelings would be less intense and they may not even be there because we are no longer in our body. Switching between associated and dissociated is a very important skill, and not just in submodalities. You see, when it comes to traumatic experiences in our past, when they're traumatic, we may get a picture, but we will be associated, or are more likely to be associated into the picture. Now, because we're associated into the picture, we have all the emotional impact or the emotional world. Now, dealing with things like traumas or, say, disputes or negotiation between partners that have split up or old business partners. Now, the more these people are associated, they're going to have all that internal feeling. So, on top of dealing with the logic and the facts, we also have to deal with all the emotion. So, it's often really beneficial to dissociate people. Now, from the dissociated vantage point, we can actually process a lot more information without the emotion. Emotions are critically important, but if you have two people disputing over something, wouldn't it be nice if they could separate the emotional world and look at things from a more relative or realistic point of view without all the emotional baggage or the emotional weight? Okay, now we can also use this with our language. So when we are doing some modalities, we will hear, we might actually hear beforehand if they are associated or dissociated. If they have a picture and it's in a distance, you know, there's a fair chance it'll be dissociated. But with the future pace, you know, we'll have the pictures, they'll be further in front and they'll be dissociated. But then we can go into the experience. And then we create the experience through an associated vantage point, and suddenly all the emotions are there. Now, if you've made changes for a person, and the result is that they can now go on in their life and feel peace or happiness when they deal with their ex or the problem or the business partner, well, future pace it and actually feel the difference. Now, if you do change work, if you do change work with me, you do change work with me, right? And we do the future pace. And in the future pace, you see the differences and you feel it and you're like, yes, that's it. That's so much better. That's actually going to help your nervous system, brain, or you know, the neurons in your head. That's gonna help them rewire to support those changes. If we do a future pace and like it doesn't feel good, it's not gonna solidify the changes. You know, imagine you've helped someone quit cigarettes, and you may use some modalities for that. You've helped someone quit cigarettes, and then afterwards you ask them, what are they going to do tomorrow morning after coffee? And instead they're like, oh, I don't know. I just don't know. You know, they also there don't get to plan for it. So by doing a good future pace and having the emotion and information separate, they can actually get into and feel what it's going to be like tomorrow morning not having a cigarette. And then because they're with you, they can then take that opportunity to plan. Okay, so tomorrow morning I'm not going to have a cigarette. I'm going to wake up and have my coffee, but it feels a bit weird. You can be like, great, what would make it even better? And it gives our client the opportunity to be associated into the feelings and be able to step back, dissociate, and go like, you know what? I'm going to do something else. I'm going to do a 2-minute meditation. Okay. Yeah, I'll do a 2-minute meditation. Okay, now you get the person into the future pace and then, you know, dissociated working on it, dissociated maybe introducing the meditation and then associate. Okay, so it's morning time. You've had your coffee and you're at home and you feel like it's time It's time to meditate. And you go into a meditative process, and for 2 minutes you sit, you start the time, and you're like Zen. Everything goes silent and still. You feel so peaceful. You feel like bliss. You feel incredibly good. A little voice inside your head goes, "You've done it! You've done it!" Before you know it, beep, 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 the timer goes, your meditation is finished, and you feel incredible. You finish your meditation, you feel so good, you're not smoked, you're like loving life, and you're just looking forward now to tomorrow lunch. Now, lunchtime is coming quick. Let's separate for a moment, dissociated. Where do you normally have lunch? How should we make it different? What's going to be different? Okay, you're going to be... okay, so you're going to have your lunch over there instead. Okay, so maybe plan the lunch, do some things. Okay, now associate in. Okay, now jump into your body. Bip, bip, lunchtime. That's right. Things are different. And you go to the different place. And I want you to see yourself opening up your lunchbox, pulling out a beautiful salad. And as you look at the salad, you say to yourself, "Damn, this salad looks good. I'm so glad I did that submodalities work in NLP. You have a little giggle. You finish your lunch and you just feel fantastic. And you close up your lunchbox. And you're looking forward now to returning to work. And you're saying to yourself, "Damn, I'm good." And as you walk back into work, take note, feel that fresh air through your lungs. Feel your lungs recovering and loving you. That's right. Now dissociate back out. Great. You're doing excellent. Look, I can see that smile in your face. You are loving that, aren't you? You're loving that. Wonderful. Okay, let's go forward. Let's do one more future pace. Let's see yourself in the evening. Okay, so we can go through using future paces with the associated, dissociated like that. Okay, alternatively, if we do a trauma, person looks back in time to the trauma, boom, this big picture comes up, emotional weight, oh God. You know, it's hard to deal with. So what we do towards the end of the program is a process where we kind of float up in time and we float back to the trauma, and we use this floating process to stay dissociated. So towards the end, when we work with the traumas, what you'll do is we'll go back and we'll stay dissociated and we'll look at the events from this dissociated vantage point, and we'll work at them the same way we work on phobias, fears, allergic reactions. We work on them from this distance of dissociated. We create the changes, and then the last minute we step in and associate, see the differences, and dissociate it back out. Okay? So remember, associated, dissociated is one of the keys. Associated brings more emotional pull. You may want it at times, you may not. Dissociated, bigger vantage point, more points of view. Just quickly here, I would like for you to take note in your body. Take notice of how these words have a slightly different effect in your body. This experience of learning NLP. That experience of learning NLP. This experience of learning. That experience of learning. Notice how that has a slightly different feel to it. As you look back at that experience, where do you see yourself in 5 years' time? Where do you see yourself in 5 years' time? Is that associated or dissociated? What is it like when you drink cold water? Are you associated or dissociated? Small, subtle differences in the language can imply association or dissociation. This will become more evident and more powerful when we start to do some of the greater and longer NLP strategies. Okay, beautiful.